So you can see that the heart is on the right side of the thorax, the left side of the chest X-ray here. So this patient has dextrocardia. If you throw some of the other organs on the opposite side of the body, such as the liver, they might, which is normally on the right side, if they tell you there's a large mass palpable in the left upper quadrant, that would say we have situs inversus. So dextrocardia slash situs inversus, high yield for Cartagener syndrome, also known as primary ciliary dyskinesia. You need to know that dynein is a molecule that is required for the proper movement slash function of cilia. So if we have a dynein arm defect causing Cartagener syndrome, these patients have chronic respiratory tract infections due to decreased cilia function on the pseudostratified columnar cells of the respiratory tree. They're also susceptible to hearing loss due to defective stereocilia within the inner ear. And both males and females can get infertility. In males, decreased sperm motility. In females, decreased cilia function within fallopian tubes, also increased risk of ectopic pregnancy. A huge point for USMLE is contrasting the infertility in males who have chronic respiratory tract infections between cystic fibrosis and Cartagener syndrome. Let me explain. If they give you a guy who has infertility, and they tell you that he has chronic respiratory tract infections, and they say his semen sample has decreased sperm motility. Answer, primary ciliary dyskinesia, as we just said. Now, for whatever fucking reason, cystic fibrosis, there's an anomaly called CBAVD, congenital bilateral absence of the vas deferens, meaning that males with cystic fibrosis almost always are infertile, where their semen samples have absent sperm. So if they tell you male, chronic respiratory tract infections, infertility, semen sample, absent sperm, answer, unidirectional chloride channel, cystic fibrosis. In contrast, if the sperm have decreased motility, answer, dynein arm defect, Cartagener syndrome, primary ciliary dyskinesia, okay? So important high yield contrast for USMLE. So chloride channel is the wrong answer. That would be cystic fibrosis. Choice B, chloride bicarbonate channel. That could refer to RBCs. They have a for the chloride shift, an important physiological mechanism for how CO2 is carried in the blood. I don't really want to go down that rabbit hole right now. The kidney also has chloride bicarbonate bidirectional channels. Choice D is high yield secretory immunoglobulin. That refers to IgA and would be the answer in IgA deficiency. 9 times out of 10, the USMLE for IgA deficiency will give you a teenager or young adult who has recurrent sinopulmonary infections. They'll say history of pneumonias, sinusitis, and they'll also tell you sometimes history of Giardia infection. They can tell you the patient has atopy, which refers to eczema, seasonal allergies, asthma. The patient can also have other autoimmune diseases such as vitiligo or pernicious anemia, and can also have a history of anaphylaxis with blood transfusion. All that is really high yield for IgA deficiency. Could do a long discussion on that, but when we see the answer secretory immunoglobulin here, that refers to IgA because IgA is secreted by mucous membranes. It's the most common immunoglobulin within the gut. Okay. Choice E, tyrosine kinase, that refers to Bruton, X-linked agammaglobulinemia, B cell deficiency. That would classically be recurrent bacterial infections in a younger child. They'll give you, let's say, a 5-year-old boy who they'll say he has recurrent bacterial infections since the age of 6 months. That's your classic textbook presentation. Of course, it can deviate sometimes, but they'll say a young child, boy, bacterial infections since the age of 6 months. And he has scanty lymph nodes or tonsils, then the answer would have been tyrosine kinase, referring to Bruton here. So that's it. Just once again, dynein arm, that's a Cartagener syndrome, primary ciliary dyskinesia. And these patients get dextrocardia or situs inversus, recurrent respiratory tract infections, plus or minus neurosensory hearing loss, and they'll have infertility. Okay, that's it.